Hi, I'm David Fetter, Executive Editor, Technical, for the Prepared Foods Network, and this is Reasoned Opinion, an editorial series on trends in the food, beverage, nutrition, and ingredient industries. Just so you know, the opinions presented in this series are subjective and solely my own, and do not necessarily reflect those of any staff, administration, or owners of BNP Media, or anyone else on the planet for that matter. The wave of holidays is already upon us. It started last month with Thanksgiving, and it feeds directly into Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year, all the way through to Super Bowl Sunday. During this annual period of extravaganzas, celebrations for many consumers will bring to the table some warming spirits. In 2023, I reported on how consumption of low and no alcohol beverages is rising markedly, and yet, simultaneously, so is the consumption of spirits. Now, this has remained the same for both in 2024. American consumers still are seemingly playing both sides of the fence, so to speak. They're trying to be healthier, but also giving themselves permission to be indulgent on occasion. To that end, since this year a number of interesting imbibements arrived in my inbox, I'd be remiss if I didn't share them with you. Last year, I profiled the relatively recent trend of combining bourbon with Scotch whiskey, and so the first up this year is 15-star Spirit of 1795 Three Kings Whiskey, a nominally curious blend of bourbon, rye, and wheat whiskeys. This 107-proof mix of non-cold-filtered, cask-aged 15- and 11-year-old whiskeys was a knockout of a surprise. It was unexpectedly smooth, and it explodes with flavor of dark cherries and a hint of clove, yet it leaves the palate clean with a lingering spice nose. It removed any last hesitance I could have had over a blending that I once considered sacrilege. Next up, I've always had a fondness for high corn bourbons, and Hidden Barn does not disappoint. The small Neely family distillery in Sparta, Kentucky, released a six-year-old, slightly wheated, fully organic bourbon with a 70% corn mash bill. Wheat takes up 25% and rye the remaining 5%. Master blender Ms. Jackie Zycan brings out the sweet corn flavor and gives it a hint of tart fruit, balancing it all with a light peppery finish. Another bourbon that landed in my inbox definitely raised my eyebrows. The World Whiskey Society Company surprised me with a cask-strength six-year bourbon with a high corn, 75% mash bill that included rye and barley. The name of the bourbon? Doc Holliday. And it came complete with a lot of Deadwood-themed imagery and Tales from the Wild West labeling. Even the cap is fashioned to look like the loaded cylinder of a Smith & Wesson revolver. I won't lie, it all seemed a bit unserious. But I was wrong. I used to belong to a whiskey club, and I've probably sampled well more than 200 bourbons. Doc Holliday was, hands down, one of the better bourbons I've had. Full-flavored, incredibly smooth and balanced, with a symphony of flavors that include sweet roasted corn, brown sugar, and a multitude of spices and fruit. Yet nothing clashed or interfered. It is truly one amazing bourbon. And it's 116 proof that one should never judge a book or a bottle by its cover. One of the whiskey newsletters that I subscribe to had an article encouraging its readers not to be afraid to try the lower priced whiskeys out there. And being on a budget, taking that advice, even though I've encountered a lot of clunkers, I've stumbled upon some unexpected surprises. So here are two recent excellent finds. The Riverfront Distillery in Tennessee produces truly fine Chattanooga Whiskey 91 Straight Bourbon. It's a silky smooth high corn and barley mash Tennessee high malt, and it can be had for under around $35 a bottle. Another shocker was a double distilled bourbon from Paddleford Creek Spirits Company, located in, are you sitting down? Princeton, Minnesota. Yes, Minnesota. But the spirit is actually distilled in Indiana, and it too is a high corn plus barley and rye mash, and it is smooth, fruity, and at 91 campfire proof, it's a perfect little sipping bourbon at only $29 a bottle. Both of these bourbons have no trouble at all matching up to bourbons that cost $10 or even $20 more. Now, for many consumers of spirits, the winter holidays would not be the same without a good single malt whiskey. And that is just the discovery made with Old Pulteney. Pulteney Distillery in the northernmost tip of Scotland in Wick, Caithness, will be celebrating its 200th birthday in 2026. But I recommend celebrating now with its 12-year-old single malt. Popping the cork on this one brought forth an intense burst of honey-crisp apple aroma, while the flavor leans more toward faint hints of green apple and cinnamon. The coast of the North Sea brings salt air, heather, and sweet grass to the bill as well. This is an ultra smooth scotch, and frankly, I don't know how they do it for $50 a bottle. I would think shipping from that far away would cost at least that much. This is one of those single malts that you go from never heard of that to always having a bottle on hand for when special guests come to visit, or even just when it's just you, the dog, and a good cozy fire. All these are great adult beverages to enjoy during the holidays and all year. And please note, these are not for mixing. No matter how popular whiskey cocktails have been lately, a good whiskey is for slowly sipping and savoring. It's been said that a fine spirit should present up to 128 distinct flavor notes. So take your time, let your palate seek out each of those notes. Of course, it goes without saying, do drink responsibly and make sure your guests do as well. And my friends, don't even think of drinking and driving. Slow and easy. That's the spirit. Again, I'm David Fetter, Executive Editor, Technical for the Prepared Foods Network. Thank you for joining me. Till next time.